Bodine unbuckled his gun belt and laid it on a log. Two wolves did the same. As he was straightening up, Bodine hit him in the mouth with an uppercut that stood two wolves up on his toes. Bodine followed that with a hard, straight left to the belly. Two wolves hit the ground and rolled, coming up fast and with a fistful of sand, which he tossed in Bodine's eyes. With Bodine momentarily blinded by the sand, two wolves busted him in the mouth with a hard fist and then brought a left around that landed solidly against Bodine's jaw. Bodine went down and grabbed two wolves' ankles, spilling him to the sand. The men wrestled for position, and with neither able to get the upper hand, the men fought on their knees in the damp sand until two wolves connected with a hard right to Bodine's jaw, knocking him back. Two wolves jumped at him, and Bodine put up a boot, catching two wolves in the chest and propelling him over his head. Two wolves landing on his belly in the sand. Bodine scrambled to his boots just as two wolves was getting up on his hands and knees and jumped on two wolves' back, riding him back down to the sand, his brother's head in a hammerlock. Two wolves bit down on Bodine's finger. Bodine lost his grip on two wolves' head. Two wolves broke free and grabbed Bodine, throwing him to the ground. Bodine kicked his brother on the knee, and the two wolves staggered back as Bodine lurched to his feet. The two went at it, standing toe-to-toe and slugging it out. On a hill above the river, a band of Sioux sat their ponies and watched the men fight. They had been out hunting for food and were pleased with their efforts, so they let the naked gun hands ride on, thinking it a funny sight. Wolf going away shook his head in disgust.
What do you suppose they were fighting about?
I think Two Wolves has gone crazy since Medicine Horse ordered him to adopt the white man's ways. They're a very strange people, you know.
You son of a bitch! Jealous bastard!
Bull Bear looked at the others in the band.
Jealous? Of what? What does one brother have that the other wants?
Bodine got up and knocked Two Wolves down, then stepped back, catching his breath. Standing alone, tipped his head, watching.
They're not really fighting to hurt the other.
I have seen enough.
He heeled his horse forward, the others following. Bodine and Two Wolves were flailing away at each other when the hunting party rode up.
Stop this! I will have no more of this!
We started it!
Silence! Your father's brother took my sister for a wife, so you will obey me. Silly young men. Is there not enough blood being spilled over this land without you two adding to it?
Bodine pointed a finger at Two Wolves.
He's a liar!
Be quiet! You have shared my lodge and my fire and eaten my food. Now, I ask only that you respect my right to speak.
Bodine and Two Wolves sat on the wet sand and glared at each other. Fat Bear dismounted, picked up a stick, and beat both of them on the back, showing them his contempt for their childish behavior. With that, he jumped back on his horse and rode off, the others following him. As they passed, they refused to look at Bodine or Two Wolves, another sign of contempt. Bodine got to his feet and felt his stinging back.
Oh, that old man still swings a pretty mean stick.
You deserved it.
Bodine looked at him, smiled, and then flattened him with a right to the mouth. They had fought all over the bank, churning up the sand, fought out in the river and back, each one doing their best to drown the other, and were on the bank, still flailing weakly away at each other, when an army patrol led by Sergeant McGuire rode up.
All right, men, break 'em up!
Bodine and Two Wolves collapsed from exhaustion on the sands. They could barely move. McGuire dismounted and squatted down beside them.
I don't suppose one of you would like to tell me what this is all about.
It's personal.
I thought it might be. You intend to lie here by the river all day?
The sun does feel nice.
How the hell did you get those marks on your backs, boys?
Fat Bear came by and was disgusted with us. He beat us for our disgraceful behavior.
a Sioux war chief, came by and he beat you both. Are you two going to start fighting when we leave?
No.
Private, drag them over there by their horses. Lone dog's up in Montana, so they'll be all right. Let's go. We've got to make the Fork of the Clear and the Crazy Woman before dark. Fat Bear came by and beat you. I'd have given a bottle of whiskey to see that.